Morning, everybody. Please take a seat. All right. Good morning. It's wonderful to be here with all of you, and also just want to give a shout. And I know we're joined here by both a few delegates and members of the legislature. It is wonderful. Wonderful to see you back in your house, and also really nice to be able to see how you guys continue to make things beautiful downstairs as well. So we're very, very excited for January too. I'm seeing over there our friends Mayor Becker and Greg Piccarelli. It's great to see you both, and thank you for being here as well. And so with that, we'd like to go ahead and get going with the agenda. So, Mr. Secretary. Good morning, and it's great to see you. Please proceed.
See you, Governor. Good morning to you, and good morning to you, Mr. Treasurer and Madam Comptroller. There are 17 items on the Secretary's agenda this morning and one report of emergency procurement. I'm happy to assist answering any questions.
Great. Thank you. Is there any discussion on the Secretary's agenda?
No comment.
If not, may I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve the Secretary's agenda.
And is there a second?
Second.
Outstanding. Thank you so much, Secretary. Thank you. And we'll proceed with the Department of Natural Resources. Ms. Wilson, it is wonderful to see you. I know Secretary Kurtz is sick and probably watching this. So, Secretary and Ms. Wilson, it is wonderful to see you here, and please proceed.
Good morning. Thank you, Governor, Mr. Treasurer, Madam Comptroller, Emily Wilson with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. We have 8 items on our DNR real property agenda today. Happy to try to answer any questions you may have.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Is there any discussion on the DNR agenda?
No questions.
Okay. And if not, may I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve the DNR agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
So much. Thank you. And next up, the University System Maryland, Mr. Hickey. Good morning. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Good morning, Governor, Mr. Treasurer, Madam Comptroller, Tom Hickey, representing the University System of Maryland. There are 6 items for your consideration this morning, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Hey, thank you so much. Any questions? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Outstanding.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And we'll proceed with the MDOT agenda. Mr. Donsky, great to see you. Good morning.
Governor, good morning. Morning, Governor, Madam Comptroller, Mr. Treasurer. For the record, I'm Valerie Vadomsky, Chief Procurement Officer for the Department of Transportation. Today, we are presenting 14 items for your consideration. We have representatives available to answer any questions you may have pertaining to our agenda.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Any comments or questions?
I have a couple comments.
Please.
Thank you so much, Ms. Vadomsky. I just wanted to note on 1E mod, I know it's a modification, but just wanted to highlight how important it is for the MAA to invest in this green infrastructure. Really excited about these EV buses. And I think as a board, we're all committed to ensuring that the power procurement process moves the state closer to its net zero goals and commitment. And MAA investing in the tools and training to support those battery electric bus purchases is really key to transitioning their entire fleet. So good luck to MAA and its staff. I'm sure MAA staff can then we'll be able to learn in our other modes as well, like when MTA moves to its EV bus fleet, can learn from MAA and the training that they did. So that's great to see. And I just had one other comment for AE, Maryland Port Administration. I just wanted to make a couple quick comments about items 4 and 5. I was surprised to see a relatively low MBE participation goal for these items. I recognize that these RFPs were solicited under a previous administration. Thank you for allowing us and, working with MPA shared with my team the justification for the goals and that they received sign off from both the MPA Office of Fair Practices and the Procurement Review Group. We certainly rely on the knowledge and expertise of our procurement officers, but also want to make sure that we aren't settling. And that we're pushing to do better in this area. I don't want agencies, to be scared to miss a higher target or that a higher goal would be a stretch. We need to stretch if we're going to change and change the culture here. Most primes aren't going to go above and beyond the stated contract goals. So we have to find the right balance, right? We have to set that balance. We can't rely on our primes to do it. So we have to set that balance between determining what is achievable and aspirational to keep pushing the envelope. So I hope that all the modes at MDOT will take that seriously moving forward with their RFPs, and appreciate your responsiveness to our request.
Of course, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for that comment, Supa.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Are there any other comments for the agenda? May I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
And is there a second?
Second.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Thanks so much, Mr. Donsky. And we'll conclude with the DGS agenda. Secretary Charger, good morning.
Morning, sir. Mr. Governor, Madam Comptroller, Mr. Treasurer, for the record, I am Atif Chaudhry, Secretary of the Maryland Department of General Services. Today, the department is presenting 21 items on the agenda. Our agenda features over $11.7 million in capital grants, including a few I wanted to highlight here. Item 1, CGL. It provides $500,000 in support to parking lot repavement and infrastructure improvements to the Bowie Baystock Stadium in Prince George's County.
I also want to highlight item 3, CGL, which provides $3 million in state funds
to support the partnership between Baltimore County and Trade Point Atlantic to build a very well-needed new county park in the Sparrows Point area. This will result in a new 22-acre park, which will include a 16,000-square-foot community center with a double-court gym, two community-accessible activity rooms and concession areas, a full-size synthetic turf field with LED lighting, a 10,000-square-foot playground, ADA-accessible fishing pier and kayak launch, and a scenic walking path. Item 5 CGL provides $650,000 to support the Howard County Veterans Foundation for the Howard County Veterans Monument for Vivian C. Millie Bailey Park on the downtown Columbia Lakefront. Vivian Bailey served as a first lieutenant in the United States Army during World War II. She attended the Adjunct General School at Fort Benning, Georgia, and she was one of only two African-American women in that class. And it was the only time she served in a non-segregated environment during her time of service. This item brings total state support for this monument to $900,000. We've got two capital grants also for our state's community colleges. One is item 7 CGL, which provides $1.1 million to Cecil College for constructing a second multi-lane entrance to the campus to connect the campus core for vehicular and emergency service access, bringing the total state support for this project to $10 million. And also, lastly, wanted to highlight item 8 CGL, which provides $2.1 million in state support to Montgomery College in Rockville to renovate the first three floors of the Macklin Tower, which houses their campus library. It's a full interior renovation, reconfiguration with modernization and upgrades that's well needed. Keeping an eye on MBE participation and goals, our agenda also includes two contracts with new awards or modifications.
Two contracts with MBE
prime contractors totaling over $16 million.
Great. We've got agency representatives here to answer any questions you may have.
That's great. Thank you so much, Secretary. And you know, I'd like to actually highlight a couple items on the agenda. First thing, I just want to give a quick shout out to item 2 CGL, which is $175,000 in capital funding to the legendary Mack Lewis Gym. In Baltimore, and I know a place the comptroller also knows very, very well. Since 1951, this gym has been producing champions. And, you know, when we say champs, it's folks like Vernon Mason and Hassan Rahman and also even Muhammad Ali even trained there. But it's also just about the impact that it's had in the community. It's about the fact that, you know, it has served as just such a core foundation for so many of the kids who have found their way inside that gym, that have given them not just a great boxing experience, but also just tremendous life skills. They have given a wide range, and they have a wide range of programming inside of MAC to include programs focusing on the arts and, you know, how to deal with post-traumatic syndrome and folks who are dealing with tremendous levels of violence inside, but also knowing that there's ways of targeting that, pushing that. And you really coming up with a safe space for people to be able to grow and learn, and families to be able to flourish. And so I wanted to highlight that and say thank you for that. I also want to give a special shout out to one that you just highlighted, but I want to just add on another here on there, and that's items 7 CGL and 8 CGL, and those are the capital grants to support both Cecil College and Montgomery College. And I know that I am very biased because anything that comes up about community colleges always hold a very special place in my heart, being a two-year college grad. But these are really, really important grants, and especially because these institutions play an incredibly vital role inside of our communities, an incredibly vital role within our society. I know earlier this week, our Lieutenant Governor Aruna Miller met with the Maryland Association of Community Colleges to underscore the administration's support for the 16 community colleges and learn more about their priorities and the things that we can do to work together. We should be very proud as a state that we have 16 community colleges in our state, many of whom will actually educate more than even the four-year institutions, educate more students than the four-year institutions within the state of Maryland. And we also could not be more proud that for MHEC, which is being led by Acting Secretary Sanjay Rai, has held several community college leadership roles and is the first ever Acting Secretary of MHEC to come from a community college. And so we think that's an incredibly, not just important statement, but his perspective brings a unique level of leadership and insight into that role. And so I know that for the administration, for my colleagues on the board, we are proud to continue to support and partner with our community colleges, to support and partner with their students, and to make sure that they have the resources that they need to be able to continue to educate us going into this next era. The final piece I would like to call up is item 10C, which is $4.2 million contract to the Burke Corporation to demolish the Bard Building, which is located in the heart of downtown Baltimore and is owned by the Baltimore City Community College. It's been 14 years since BCC shut down its operations at the Bard Building. And during that time, this building has fallen into significant disrepair. And so today, this board is taking a critical step to be able to finally demolish the vacant building, allowing BCC, under the absolutely visionary leadership, by the way, of President Deborah McCurdy, and who we're great to see you, Madam President, who really is has a real clear vision as to how we're thinking about the future of that site and what it's going to mean, not just for BCC, but also what it's going to mean for Baltimore as a whole. And as the planning for the post-demolition use of this property progresses, my administration is committed to working in partnership, President McCurdy, with BCC, with members of this board, this legislature, with city leadership, and other critical stakeholders to make sure that we're actually advancing the plans that's going to strengthen BCC's mission of providing quality, affordable, and accessible education for generations to come. So we are very excited to see what's in store for this property, the role that it's going to play in downtown Baltimore, and to continue the dialogue and the engagement for many, many years to come. And we're delighted that President McCurdy is here today. And so, Madam President, we'd love to invite you to come up and to say a few words, if you'd like, about the importance of this project for BCC and also Baltimore as a whole.
Good morning, Governor and Comptroller Lieberman and Treasurer Davis as well. It's our pleasure to be here. We can't tell you how thrilled it is for us to be here. And Governor, for you to also speak so finally about community colleges and how near and dear they are to your heart. And I was aware as well that you were also a graduate of a two-year institution. And where would this state be without the 16 two-year institutions? But I arrived at Baltimore City Community College in 2019, right in the middle of transitioning the Bard Building to, I think, higher ground and taking a good look at what needs to happen. It's very clear that the building needs to be demolished and we need to move forward with the vision and the options and opportunity for Baltimore City Community College to serve the youth who are here, the city, state, We are the community's community college, and we certainly make that very clear. But certainly I have to express very strong appreciation to DGS and Secretary Chaudhry at this point, as he transitioned very quickly to assist with the DGS team and to move this project forward. And we just can't be more thrilled to move forward and then to begin to introduce to this community, I think, the larger vision for what could happen in the old Bard site as well. So things are moving along. I think that we've done well with the community. We've done some outreach with the community. We intend to continue with those dialogues as well about this property. And in the interim, as the site will be moved to a green site, which certainly will help the vision of what has to happen on that corner. So we're very pleased that this 160,000 square foot property will now be demolished and we can move forward to that next phase for Baltimore City Community College as well. So we do thank you.
Thank you, Madam President. Okay. Thank you.
If there are any questions, we do have staff who are here as well, or I'll be very pleased to answer any questions that you have.
I just said thank you. Thanks so much for coming, President McCurdy. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your leadership of such an important institution to our, not just to our city, but to the region and to the state. You know, I was proud to be a delegate from that area. I literally pass that site every single day. So really excited about reimagining it. And I really appreciate your commitment to working with partners and the community around next steps, and look forward to supporting you and the needs of BCCC going forward. So thank you for everything.
Well, we thank you. And our office has had a great deal of contact with your previous office, as you represented many of the students in the community and had direct conversation with us. So we do thank you for that as well. But Governor Moore, we can't express our very, very strong appreciation for your leadership and for the vision that you are bringing into this state as well.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you. Thank you so much, Madam President. Thank you. Thank you. Is there any further discussion on the DGS agenda?
Two please, items, please. First of all, sorry, I should have. 14S, can we hold that till the next? Can we refer that to the
DGS, sir?
Yes, it's item 14. 14S.
Sure. Sure. Yep. DGS respectfully requests withdrawing item 14S.
Yes. Okay. Yep. And then the second one, I just had a question. What is the Love Wins movement? I want to see where we're going with this.
Sorry. I believe it's item 4 CGO.
Yes.
I believe we've got Deirdre Bell on the line virtually that can chime in after on this particular project.
I mean, I was just curious as what it does. I don't have a problem with it. I was just wondering what it does.
Not seeing Ms. Bell online.
Not seeing her on. Oh, well, we're happy to follow up with the offline.
Sure, that's fine. Right, provide some background
on this particular project.
No, yeah. No, keep it going.
Okay, great. So what will so. With the agenda, sans 14S, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Yes, and I just had one other comment I wanted to make, and then I will move it forward for sure. Just wanted to highlight the good work that TradePoint Atlantic is doing. They have two pieces in here. First, of course, the park, and then the money for dredging to accommodate the demand for larger ships, which is so important because it will give a significant strategic advantage to Baltimore as a world-class destination port. So I wanted to highlight that, thank them for their work, and also make a quick point about the park. Really excited about the park that's going in. Not a huge fan of artificial turf. So just going to put that out there for all the county execs. Women's soccer team that's playing right now demanded that they not be forced to play on artificial turf. And so, would love to see us really thinking through our decisions about the field. I say this as a mom of kids who are playing on turf as well. So hope that we'll make sure that we're keeping the health of our kids for you know, at the forefront of this decision making and not necessarily the economics always. So, but thank you so much and excited to approve these items.
Mr. Treasurer, a quick update.
For the Love Wins movement, it's an organization that provides support and housing for women in recovery.
Oh, okay.
Great.
We'll get some additional background. That's fine. I just hadn't heard of it before and was wondering what it was.
Mm-hmm. And I move the DGF agenda without item 14.
Great. Is there a second?
A second.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mrs. Chair. Well, that concludes today's today's BPW meeting. And the next meeting will be on August 23rd. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much.